This is Fairhope Hospice Presents, sponsored by Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care and the Pickering House, serving Fairfield, Hocking, Perry, and Athens counties. Now, here's Denise Bauer.
Well, welcome to our program today. We have some great guests with us. We have Ron Rowley, and he is the Director of Human Resources here at Fairhope. Welcome.
Thank you, Denise.
And we have Rick Schneider, our Community Education Coordinator. Welcome, Rick.
Good to be here, and it's always fun when Ron's on here.
It is.
He knows what's going on around here.
He sure does.
In Human Resources, he's got all the resources to talk about it, to be honest with you.
Right.
Yeah. But.
Well, and Ron does a lot of various duties here in his position at Fairhope, but you know, one of the things that he's always excited about is when we can show appreciation for our staff. So maybe we could talk a little bit about that to start off our program today.
Yeah, sounds good. We take a lot of pride here at Fairhope in really showing our employees how much we appreciate them and what they do throughout the months and the weeks and the years. So we have our Healthcare Appreciation Week. That's this week, May 3rd through May 7th. And as a leadership team, we've come together and really put together what we think is a pretty solid week of appreciation, showing various means of appreciation through recognition and food, some fellowship, and even having a vendor fair to close out the appreciation week at the end, so staff have a chance to do a little shopping and spend a little bit of that fun money. Mm-hmm. So it takes a lot of planning and it takes a lot of execution, bringing all those parts together, but it's a great time for staff just to feel that love, so mm-hmm. to speak, and to be appreciated.
You know, I've been involved, we've done this in the past, and it's interesting since we have two shifts every day, 12-hour shifts a lot, and we have office personnel, we have people on the road, we have people in the Logan office, which is somewhat of a circus. You know, we don't just get together at 8 o'clock and have an appreciation. It's like an open house. People are coming and going. But everybody I've talked to really appreciates it because everybody here every job I guess has some pressures, but there's a lot of emotion with this job, and it's good to just sit down and have fun.
Yeah, well, we developed this years ago during Nurses Week, just to have a week to remember when to appreciate everyone. Not that we don't appreciate them all year, but just to kind of kick off the festivities. And, you know, since we do have a wide variety of team members from, like you said, office staff to we have hospice aides, and we have social workers and chaplains and grief specialists and volunteers and of course the nurses, the doctors, nurse practitioners. So we have a full array of professionals, but they don't all have their own week during the year to celebrate. So we decided to do everybody the same week of the year. And so we always pick Nurses Week to do that. And, you know, I know we're also involved the hospital. The hospital's week is also part of this week. And then we'll move right into Nursing Home Week and celebrate that. So we have a lot of celebrations here mm-hmm. beginning of May, but we really appreciate our staff and we want to show them how much. So, you know, sometimes like you said, Ron, that fellowship, you know, people coming and going. Since a lot of our staff work outside in patients' homes and nursing facilities, they're not in the Pickering House in the offices every day. So it's a nice time for people to run into each other mm-hmm. and have a little bit of fellowship.
Absolutely.
Yep. Important.
Our Christmas party is like that because it is one of the only times of the year where everybody can get together at the same time, the same place, for the same reason, you know, and it is, and you can just see it. A lot of times it's almost like a reunion. They haven't seen people in so long because different shifts or anything else.
You know, it reminds me of last year we did it at Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it was fun, wasn't it?
Was.
I mean, everybody
really
on Zoom seemed to enjoy it, wouldn't you say?
I think so. And it was the right forum to do that.
I mean,
because there were still some question marks about, you know, is it okay to get into gatherings in large groups? And we were able to kind of fit that into what the expectations were. And we, you know, we were able to pull that all together and do a very similar presentation mm-hmm. that we would normally do somewhere outside of the Pickering House. But we were able to do that internally and really make it feel like it fit and it was home. And staff were able to communicate through Zoom, and they were able to you know, share those stories or even kind of rib each other as the party went on. So
yeah,
we started, you know, started this morning with some rainy weather, but we just, we adjust like we do. And we moved our breakfast, our excellent day, we moved that inside, and that worked out great. Our kitchen staff really did a great job of putting things together and preparing that so staff could just grab and go. Mm-hmm. I mean, as nurses and as the aides come in, they're not really required to sit and check in. They can just grab and go and enjoy a sandwich on the way. Or if they're here and they're, you know, doing report, then they can enjoy that as well.
Mm-hmm. It's you know, I think our motto, one of several which would fit here, is we'll see what we can do.
Right.
When you're talking about the Christmas party, what are we going to do? Well, we'll see what we can do. And you know, anybody who did not want to come into even the same room, even though everybody spread out, they could attend Zoom.
Right.
And
that's good. And I know another thing that's always important to us is education. And I know during our community or our healthcare appreciation week, we always have at least one day where we have some kind of an educational offering for the staff. And I think, what day are we doing that? Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to attend that. It sounded good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah, so it's a focus on customer service and communication. Because as any organization, as we move on, we see where communication plays such a vital role in how the organization bonds together. And you can obviously, on the flip side of that, when communication has broke down, you can see the impact that has. So just making sure that staff knows, you know, that communication is important. And mm-hmm. being able to increase that level of customer service to our staff, to our patients, to our families is always a priority.
You know, I might make a suggestion, or maybe we could present it to other organizations. I have talked to so many people,
right?
And the time, the empathy, the little things that our staff do for people. Mm-hmm. You know, and it is good. You know, we need these refresher courses. But it is amazing. We've been working, paid employees have been working at the front desk just because of the shortage. We had to suspend our volunteers for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And it is absolutely amazing to watch our nurses in the Pickering House in the evening. It's just them handling all these variety of situations, different types of emotion at the same time. I was there one evening and somebody had just passed at the same time. There was a new admission. So families were coming in to see the person who had just arrived, and people were in there for somebody who had just passed, and the nurses were dealing with everything.
Mm-hmm. You know, balancing that.
It was just amazing, and there's no nothing but understanding and empathy.
Mm-hmm.
It was just amazing.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
But yeah, it is this. I want to attend this myself, you know, and there's always a few tidbits to pick up.
Absolutely.
You know,
and you know, having food available for staff is always a plus. If you can put a little something in your belly plus learn something at the same time, then that's a win-win.
Yeah.
Right?
I usually bring Tupperware because Tupperware is really good. We always have very nice food.
It's your doggy bag ready.
Yeah, that's it.
Take it with you.
Not too obvious. It's a cooler, but you know. No, that's it is neat, and we're having activities all 5 days.
All 5 days, yeah. So we had breakfast this morning. Tomorrow being Tuesday, it's tremendous. It's tremendous Tuesday. So we're doing our recognition to all staff with their certificates and their thank yous for the work that they do. Wednesday, as we mentioned earlier, is going to be Cinco de Mayo, mm-hmm. being the 5th of May. So we're gonna have that lunch and learn, and provisions was kind enough to help cater that event.
So it's going to be some
good eating there. And then Thursday we have a cookout. So we're doing that outside, and we'll have staff available to come out and grab some food. So we have, you know, with our volunteers returning at the beginning of April.
I was just going to mention a volunteer doing the cooking.
So, we're going to be helping out. A couple of the staff will help the volunteers and mm-hmm. be able to get that food together. And the kitchen, again, is helping. Trying to avoid all of that potluck idea where we'd like to do that, you know, obviously before COVID, we're going to be more careful that way and have a couple of sides with the grilled goods, and we're going to go after it.
And that's what we did. You know, everything's prepackaged. You mentioned that for the breakfast this morning. Yes. There's no contact, like
right.
I say, you know. So
well, we've had to adjust, but I think we've done a good job of following the guidelines of CDC and just making sure that everybody stays safe. So we can still make things happen and work well to try to show the staff some appreciation.
And we're staying 6 feet from the microphone.
There we go.
So anybody listening, you're safe.
Well, and, you know, it does. It takes that extra effort to plan through those ideas. You know, you think, okay, here's the goal. Mm. Here's the finish line. Now how can we get to that finish line with the rules and with, you know, abiding by those recommendations. So it sometimes can be challenging, but you put the effort to it and you can make it happen.
Absolutely. And sometimes good ideas come out of it. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe new ways of doing things that we'd never thought of and we were forced to think about it. So, this place is vibrant.
It's doing great.
That's the best way to look at it.
Well, and, you know, when we talk about appreciating staff, one of the things I'd like to have Ron talk about in our next segment is, you know, we do have some openings for aides and nurses, so we'll talk about that. And you know, join our team, and you can be part of these fun celebrations, right? So I want to thank Ron Rowley and Rick Schneider for being with us. We are going to take a short break.